This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 2, Episode 13. Assalamu alaikum, productive Muslims. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mifram Arif, and I am here with Day 13 of the pre-Ramadan boot camp. Now, guess what, everyone? It is now round 2 for the weekly challenge. So if you have been following on with our weekly challenge round 1, then great work. And thank you so much for posting your progress. Now it is time for round 2. Now, whether you got yes, 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 meaning yes for your social, your spiritual and your physical for 7 days or just some of them or even none, then you deserve a pat on the back for being conscious about challenging yourself every day, because changing, going towards personal change is not easy. It is a challenge. And some key lessons that you may have noticed this last week is that, number one, when you're consciously tracking yourself to do something, you're more likely to get it done. Because you see, we tend to live in this autopilot mode. And this autopilot doesn't help us do the heavy task of improving ourselves consciously. And so these weekly challenges are meant to help you make the conscious effort to improve yourself. And number two, the dynamics of the group accountability is helpful. Just by going and typing in yes, yes, yes or no, no, no for your challenges, psychologically powerful to encourage yourself to get the challenge done. So I'd like to see more of you participating in this. And if you haven't started and you're just starting now, then better late than never. Love to see your comments. All right, so now let's start off with this week's challenge. Are you ready? So let's get started. For the group challenge, I want to suggest that we fast a minimum 2 days in a row. So one off fasting can be easy, but 2 days in a row or 3 days in a row will give you a pretty good idea what to expect Ramadan will feel like. So give it a go this week, pick 2 days and resolve that you will fast them. Now I'm going to go ahead and read out the spiritual challenges that we have, the physical challenges and the social challenges. So just a few things before I start reading these out. If you are still working on last week's challenges and you'd like to continue, then you can go ahead with that. However, if you'd like to challenge yourself further and get new challenges, then you can choose from any of these.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Muhammad Faris, founder of ProductiveMuslim.com. Hey, if you're enjoying this episode and the practical tips within it, then I think you'll enjoy our Productive Ramadan online course. This is a one-stop course for all the practical tips you need to overcome your Ramadan challenges. For example, how do you manage your sleep in Ramadan when Isha is so late and Suhoor is so early? How do you manage your time in Ramadan between work, family, and your spirituality? How to build good habits in Ramadan and destroy bad habits during Ramadan that last after Ramadan? How to manage your work and your work colleagues, and so on and so forth. Check out this practical online course on ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com. That is ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com. Thanks.
So the first one is from spiritual challenges. So pick one that you're not already doing. The first one is pray istikhara prayer for at least one decision. So this can be personal or professional that you need to make every day. And so the idea of this is to get into the habit of seeking Allah's guidance when making a decision. The second one under spiritual challenge is to pray witr prayer before sleeping. So minimum 3 rak'ah. The third challenge is to pick 3 new du'as which you don't normally say. So you can find this from places like makedua.com or there are apps that you can find. What you can do is pick 3 new du'as that you normally don't say. Now moving on to the physical challenges. The first one here is don't check your phone first thing in the morning when you wake up for at least 2 hours. The second one is avoid refined carbohydrates. So for example, white rice, white flour. The third one is drink at least 2 liters of water per day. And the fourth one is nap every day. Now, finally, for social challenges. So the first one is connect with 1 new neighbor per week or meet 1 new community member in your local masjid, school or parent group. There you have it. These are the challenges. You can find these challenges again in our show notes and you can head over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/S2E13. So that stands for Season 2, Episode 13. And there you can find exactly the challenges that I spoke about right now. That's all from me, everyone. I look forward to seeing what you picked and whether you're going to be sticking with last week's challenger. So whatever it is, as long as there is some action and challenge going forward every single day, that's what matters at the end. So inshallah, I'll speak to you all soon. Until then, remember, work hard and be sincere.